News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
We're in the middle of the midterm, the first break for school kids in 2020. But we have apparently we're among the highest amount of days off for children in Europe. And I suppose, Andrea, the question people will be asking, maybe parents will be asking this morning, is it time to cut back on school holidays?
Yeah, I'm sure the teachers won't like this. But I do wonder, Shane, whether or not there's an argument to be made for possibly extending the term by a matter of weeks to deal with perhaps maybe some of the kind of the more social issues. Like, we constantly talk here about, you know, things like maybe the rollout of the religion and sex education in schools, things like consent programmes. And then we hear from people that are working in the education system saying that there isn't, you know, appropriate time within the school day to do that. Only last week, actually, on this very show, we heard calls for a digital literacy programme to be rolled out. And I just wonder, is there an opportunity to do these kind of programmes? Perhaps maybe it's only additional 2 or 3 weeks, but to add it on at the end of the immediate school term. Like we do, for instance, just looking at our closest neighbours, we do have longer school term holidays than the likes of the North and the UK.
Yeah, God, I don't know. I mean, what are we trying to do to our kids? Are we trying to completely stifle their imagination, their innovation, their sense of fun? Like, actually, when you look at the figures, yes, in terms of secondary school, we're among the, in terms of giving time off, there's very few other countries. I think it's three countries, France, Cyprus and Greece, who give more time off in secondary school. But actually, we spend slightly longer in school in terms of average hours than the EU average. I think it's 918 hours a year compared to 892 hours. In primary school, we're quite close, 183 days you have to be in school for. We're quite close to the EU norm. So I don't think there's this gaping issue here about the lack of school days. And, you know, let them off. Let them be kids. Why do we want, it's already institutionalised enough, the idea of going in every day. I think it's tough enough for kids. Give them their 3 months in the summer and 2 months in the summer. I think give them plenty of holidays. And like, what do we want them doing? In there doing extra classes on coding?
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't think it needs to be necessarily academic. I think that we're only a couple of weeks ago on this programme as well, Shane, we were talking about the fact that the number of children that, you know, that can't run properly, that can't catch a ball, all of these sort of...
So you don't go to school... Exactly. You don't go to school to learn how to run or catch a ball.
No, but they're not necessarily doing it at home either.
Yeah, but that's... I mean, you look... Teachers can't do everything. They can't make our kids run and have fun and kick a football. That's kind of us as parents. I just think there's a kind of a tendency now to outsource everything. Like, we're the parents. Parent your kids. Make sure they're out playing. It's up to us as parents to make sure they are out playing. I don't always do a great job of it. Hands up, I have to say. But it is our job. It's not teachers' job to learn to teach kids how to run. I just think, leave them off. Let them have their school holidays. Let them join. You know, school is, it's, God, I'm out of school a lot longer than you. But my God, I do remember the drudgery of it. I wouldn't inflict any more pain than I have to say. Laura Erskine, a parenting expert, joins us now. Laura, what's your take on this?
Good morning. Yes, it's very difficult for parents to be able to manage the work and childcare juggle, especially when children get so many school holidays. In fact, children in Ireland get 69 days holidays in primary school and 85 days holidays from the annual school term in secondary schools. And these figures don't include weekends or public holidays. And really and truly, they can present great difficulties for working parents who need to organise childcare for their children over these holidays, especially when the average employee receives just 21 days annual leave. So if both parents are working and they use up all their entitlement just to cover the school holidays, they'll still fall short.
Right. Now, there will be people listening who'll say today, it's not school's job to provide childcare for kids.
Absolutely. And you would be correct. But I suppose it's very difficult. And the argument is that the old school holiday term schedule has been modelled on a time when Ireland really needed to have those school holidays so that parents, so children could go home from school and help parents on the farm. This is, I suppose, not the case in modern society. And there's an argument that, maybe the school curriculum and the term times should be looked at. I mean, if you look at other schools in Europe and how they stagger their school holidays, they have much less time off in terms of school holidays. And in fact, in France, they have a very interesting model where the country is divided into a number of zones. So the whole country isn't trying to take a holiday at the same time. And therefore, there isn't this huge surge in prices for tourist destinations when it comes to actually enjoying the school holidays and spending that time with your children, which could work very well for Ireland and our own economy if the tourism sector was supported throughout the year rather than just at those peak times.
Okay, so what would you... And by the way, I mean, average hours in school, we don't actually differ that much from the EU average. And certainly, in terms of secondary school, we do give more time off than the majority of countries. But we actually stay longer in school, and the average hours in school is... pretty much, it's actually higher than the EU average. But what would you like to see happen? I mean, do you think, should schools be staying open well into July? I mean, there is also an argument for saying, let kids be kids, and it's drudgery enough being in school for the time they're already in it.
Yes, there is definitely, you know, kids do need downtime. And I think we're seeing more than ever that children are suffering from anxiety and depression at increasing levels. And so that's even from primary school onwards. So the argument for children to have less school holidays would probably not be in line with helping to reduce that anxiety. However, you know, there's also the argument that homework is something that is probably not a necessary part of the school day. And you look at parents and children who are trying to sandwich homework into a very small time when they get home from school, after perhaps after school care, when both parents are working, and parents are trying to get the dinner on, children are tired from a long day, and trying to sandwich the homework in between the hours of 7 yeah. and 8 p.m. before bedtime and all the other extracurricular activities and getting them to football training and everything else. Maybe if the school day was that little bit longer, it might make homework redundant, and then children would do more of their learning in school.
Okay.
There is an argument for that.
All right, Laura, thanks indeed for talking to us there. Laura Erskine, parenting expert.